Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
Macbeth is Shakespeare's shortest, quickest tragedy. Its colours are black and red. The play summons up dusk and midnight, and at the end, a poor player who struts and frets with empty sound and fury, his life a candle that is snuffed out, signifying nothing. Along the way, we witness high passion, faulting ambition, alliances made and broken. Macbeth is a soldier. He's great in action, but not in judgment. Give him a sword, and without hesitation he will unseam a traitor from the knave to the chops. But give him words, and he'll first be easily led, then hesitant. His wife chides him for this. But ironically, as the two of them wade deeper into blood, he becomes more purposeful, she becomes a nightmare-beset shadow of her former self. Shakespeare doesn't usually portray married couples who work together as partners. There are moments of exceptional tenderness between the Macbeths, yet there's an emptiness at the core of their relationship. The play is scarred by images of sterility and harrowed by glimpses of dead babies. Is power in the end a substitute for love? Is ambition nothing but compensation for the sorrow of childlessness?
Macbeth by William Shakespeare. With Ken Stott as Macbeth and Phyllis Logan as Lady Macbeth.